This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And boom, it's bonus pod time on a Friday. I'm recording late because I don't have to go to work tomorrow, and I'm so very happy I took the day off, and I can't wait to. In fact, I have plans. Not only am I going to do nothing, I'm going to walk my dog in the morning and play with my dog, which will be fun. He always likes it. He gets two walks whenever I'm home. But besides that, I'm going to meet my son and go to a place. If you guys are ever in Downey, I've heard a lot about it. I will give you reviews here in the future. But it is all-you-can-eat Mexican food at La Barca Cantina. It's over on Paramount Boulevard across from the old Foxy's restaurant right by Reeves Mansion over there. That's where it is, and I am fired up. Love the buffets, and if you're wondering why my son, who is Mr. Health and I Want to Be Skinny actor boy, has been hitting up the buffets with me lately, it's because he's up for a part where he needs to be much larger. He needs to be more my size than his size, so we will see. Hopefully he gets the part. But in the meantime, we've been powering down on the buffets, and we are going to hit up the La Barca. I love Mexican food. I love me the Mexicans, the Mexican ladies, and the Mexican food. They are some of my favorite stuff. And we are going to power it down at La Barca today. And this is a lunch buffet that they do there. I'm not sure the cost. I'll tell you after I pay. I don't really care. I'm stoked to just power down. But it is 9 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. is the time on it. And I don't know if on Sunday it's like a big deal on Sunday. They probably put some extra stuff out. But a while back when I worked at Star 98 in Burbank, when I was part of the Clear Channel family before it was even iHeart, we would go to Acapulco over across the street, and they had a lunch buffet. And it was solid. And Acapulco is not good Mexican food, but it's, you know, it's about quantity over quality. Let's be honest, at most buffets. And it was pretty solid. We would get down. I would go over there with a nerd herd, and we would throw it down. A lot of times Jack and I would go over there. But then Jack abandoned me for that bitch Sparkles, and I started hanging out with the nerd herd. And that's how that went down. Yeah. Jack was Sparkle's bitch for a long time. It was awful. I hated it. But she is gone, and Jack is fine. Haven't seen Jack in a while. I will talk to Jack and correspond with Jack here and there, have text messages, emails, things like that, but I haven't talked to Jack in a little while. Last time I saw him, I was doing a late-night munch down in Burbank with Duke, and I called him, and he came over and joined us, and we had a nice hanging out at the Coral Cafe, which happens to be haunted, and you guys know I'm a big ghost nerd. Jack and I used to go there all the time. We had like three or four places that we went. Typically in the olden days, as soon as the show was over, Jack and I would go get something to eat, and then we would come back, have meetings, and then do whatever work we had to do and go home. And Coral Cafe was one of our heavy rotation breakfast spots, because it was always breakfast. We got off the air at 10 o'clock, so we could roll out and go do that. And then the bosses would want to meet with us and tell us how much we sucked at our jobs, and then explain why they were paying us ratings bonuses. It was horrible. It was horrible. Radio was horrible. It was the only place I've ever worked where they set a bar for you. Okay, you need to do this. This is your expectation. And if you exceed that expectation, we'll pay you tens of thousands of extra dollars in bonuses, sometimes hundreds of thousands of extra dollars in bonuses. And then you would hit those and they would tell you, yeah, but you still suck. Like, or this is nothing to do with you. You're only hitting those bonuses because we're doing so good at picking the music. And it'd be like, we don't really play your crappy music. In fact, we switch it around a lot and we don't even play it and we talk. And it was like, man, nonstop. God, I do not miss radio. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. I do not miss it. I love doing a show. That's why I got the podcast or two. And I love doing those. But boy, it is not, was not good to go do radio back in those days. I have an update on the methylene blue, which I have now been on for, I guess, 2 weeks. And I upped my dosage. I went from just once a day to taking about 8 to 10 drops twice a day. But then again, I'm large, very large, big fat man. I weigh a lot, so I'm like, I could double it. And there's no side effect of, like, upset stomach or anything like that. It does taste like ass. I shoot it straight into my mouth. My tongue has been blue now for 2 weeks. It looks like I've been, like I said, going down on a Smurfette. But I have a blue tongue all of the time, and it's cool. Now, I said initially, in less than a week, that I noticed I was sleeping better, and they said take it in the morning because it can make you not sleep. When I took it late in the afternoon, even at night, now I'm taking it in the morning and at night, I've slept better since then. It's the best I've slept since the fire. And I also am now noticing like a more, and it could be you're thinking this, so it happens, you know, it could be that, but I'm having a more, mental clarity would be it. I live in a brain fog, seems like, all the time, as I'm an old-ass man, and I'm always tired and always dragging ass, and now it's like, you know what? I have a little bit of mental clarity, and this is only 2 weeks in, so I've been doing this for 2 weeks, and I'm cool with it. It's your pee turns green because yellow and blue make green, and your tongue will stay blue. Even brushing your tongue with when you brush your teeth doesn't really get it all off, and that's the only negative. There's been no, oh, it makes my stomach hurt, or oh, I have to poo, or anything weird like that. It's been totally no side effects. I've had some mental clarity. Probably a better mood, even though I'm an ornery old geezer most of the time. So that's saying something too. But it's good. I'm happy with this. I'm going to finish out this trial. And so go 30 days. That'll be my trial, another couple weeks. And then if I continue to have these results, I'm definitely going to get my mom on it. I'm going to make my mom take it. So I'm certain of that. She will not like it, but I will make her do it. I am still living in my parents' house. That is fun. Ice is still in my parents' house. That is fun. My wife is insisting. Here's the latest and greatest. My wife is insisting no more ice. She wants to leave ice here and me go to the apartment. We're about to move to an apartment here in a couple weeks. So we finally have a place for our family. My daughter, remember, is on campus. But right now, my daughter's on spring break. And she will be done with school in the middle of May. It is over. So, we're moving into an apartment. But now, remember, we're going to be here for years. We're not going to be in this apartment for a month or two. We're going to be here for years till we ever get to move back to our house. And, I'm not abandoning my dog. So, there's a big issue here because my parents are old. And they don't move around so great. My dad's had knee replacement surgery and hobbles around. My mom is old and not the most nimble-footed, let's say. And Ice is a bull in a china shop, and he has already knocked my mom down a couple times. And luckily, she's fallen onto the couch and not onto the hard floor and broken a hip or something. So, and they don't want him here if I'm not here. What's funny, though, is he loves my mom. He follows my mom around. He wants to be near my mom all the time. And then I get home and he goes bananas because he knows someone's going to play with him. Plus, I'm going to walk him. He gets a ton of exercise here. It's the most exercise he's ever gotten in his life. I've always walked him, always, but I've never had a dog park where he could run. And he runs every night in the dog park. And then we come home, and now I got a thing. I should film it. I'll film him using it while I'm off on this 3-day weekend I got going on. But I got him. It's like a bungee cord that ties to a post on the back patio awning. And it just, they play tug of war. It's got rope toy on the other end of it. And he won't play with it by himself, but he loves to play with it. Like, if as long as I have a hand on it and I shake it or pull it, he'll do it. As soon as I let go and he pulls back and realizes he's just pulling against a post, he lets go of it, and then it snaps forward, and if you don't watch out, it'll shoot you in the nuts, which would be hysterical. But he does that. He plays with that, and he's destroyed most of his toys. I know the dog well enough now, and I've had him long enough now that I know what he does, what toys he likes, and he likes some very hard, hard rubber toys, and he'll chew on them almost like a pacifier. The only problem is when he finally breaks them, which takes him usually a week or two to get if I had a really good one, some of them have lasted 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but he then eats the rubber. He pulls off a chunk of hard-ass rubber, then swallows it. And you're like, dude, that is not good. Speaking of that, I was listening to KNX on traffic or whatever on the way home tonight, and there was a story of someone who had I think it was a Newfoundland. That's a pretty big dog. And it was a puppy, and it started acting weird, and they x-rayed it. It had 40 things in its stomach that shouldn't be there, like chunks of rubber toys. Like, it ate and swallowed everything, so had to have surgery. 40 items in its belly. Freaking crazy. Dogs are stupid. They're stupid, stupid. Ice is currently laying in my bed. I had to wait till he fell asleep before I could start doing the podcast because I posted a video on Instagram last night where he's just panting. It was so loud. It's probably loud right now, too, because I have a fan on over the top of me. Because for whatever reason, man, has it been summertime here on Wednesday, Thursday. I know Friday today was supposed to be almost 20 degrees cooler, so I'm looking forward to that. As a fat man, I like me the cooler temperature. Another thing about my fun trip home, I don't even really know the streets I drive on. I just start maneuvering up and down, weaving around. That's how I get home. Drop down, cut over. And there's a street, and I forget what it's called, and I've driven down it many a times on the way home from my work in East LA to my house in Downey. And it's a Bimbo bakery. I guess the factory's there, and it's the outlet store attached to it, 50% off or more. Okay, I pull up there, and I drive by it, and I always think, God, I should stop in that store. God, I should stop in that store. Well, tonight I pull up to it, and a freight train comes through. Right as I get there, I'm like the second car at the crossing, so I just pull in there, and I go inside, and I'm in that store for a good while, and that train, it was a good 15-minute train, and I got Intamin chocolate donuts. I got some Bimbo bakery items, and I got some the pre-made pizza crust. Boy, I forget what company that is. And then I also got some keto buns. There was a lot of stuff, and the whole thing ended up being like $9. I got some cookies. I got a bunch of junk. Oh, and I got Thomason chocolate chip muffin tops, a box of those. And it was awesome. I was kind of stoked on the Bimbo store. Not good for my diet or my diabetes, but it was awesome. I was fired up. Ice is passed the F out. I'm going to wake him up here in a minute. I think I'm just going to punch him in the head and then act like I didn't do it. And he'll look at me like, what the hell? I'm like, what? It wasn't me, bro. What's happening? A little pain in the ass. He is taking to waking up and jumping on me at 5 to 5:30 every morning. It's actually not as obnoxious as it sounds. It's actually very cute. He will literally crawl in the bed and crawl up next to my head and just try to like cuddle with me. He is a very affectionate dog. Very few dogs I've ever had in my life that love to be hugged. He will crawl up on you and you could hold him like a baby and he will sit in your lap and you could hug him all day and he will never, ever pull away from you. He loves that stuff. It's a very strange thing. Had him at the dog park tonight, and it was the first time I met dumb dog people in Downey. There was a couple dogs in the one side, so I went in the other, and then they wouldn't pull their dogs back from the entrance. And I was like, hey, I don't trust my dog. Can you like get your dogs back so I can get in? And they were like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, no, I don't. Your dog's okay. My dog, I don't know if he's okay. I don't know my dog well enough, and I've seen him be really aggressive. I would rather not, you know, tempt fate. And they're like, yeah, but you're going to be on the other side. I'm like, yeah, but your dog's blocking the entrance. I just want you to get out of my way. Oh, my dog's nice. I'm like, you don't understand. I don't think my dog is nice. I'm like, I shouldn't have to explain it to you. When I go up and say, hey, can you pull your dog back so I can get my dog in? Oh, sure. That should be the acceptable answer. Or yeah, hold on a second. Or I get, is your dog not nice? No, he's not nice. Okay, hold on. Let me pull my dog back. And I never, if someone comes in and I have my dog there who is off leash and running around, and they come into the pen, I immediately put the leash on my dog and leave because I don't trust him 100%. I do not. He was really good tonight. He listened to me. One of the dogs was nasty and kept barking at him and being aggressive at him through the fence. And he ignored it and stayed with me. And if I called him, he would come back and stay with. So I was really happy with his behavior tonight. But now I got to figure out what the F I'm going to do with Ice because I may just stay here. My wife may be in an apartment by herself because I am not abandoning my dog. I am not leaving this dog. This dog is so attached to me and now my mom. There's no way. There's just no way. I got to figure it out. And my dad likes him, which is weird because I figured my dad would hate him. But my dad likes him. My dad likes to put him on a leash and bring him out front and he'll walk him. He's really great on a leash. A very good, well-behaved dog on the leash. Just when he's in the house, he's just really hyper is the only problem. So I wish he would calm down. I could trust him better around my parents is my biggest thing. And then he won't let anyone in the house. I don't care who it is. He will attack. My son came over here and he like tried to kill him. He's psycho protective about the house, which is, you know, cool when you got a big dog that's going to lock the house down, but not cool when you kind of want company to come over sometimes or somebody to visit. And this is where we do all of our family functions, so it's fun. That much I know. Fire update. I have continued my thrashing of political leaders on social media, commenting. Gavin Newsom has announced this week he is starting a podcast. Good luck. I know it's going to be a scam, though. The guy's such a dishonest, lying piece of shit that, you know, it's going to be set up. There's not going to be any real callers or anything. And if they are, they're going to be fake. And he's going to have, like, let's say if he has someone on with a different viewpoint, it's going to be a California conservative person who won't thrash him because they're, you know, they're political and they won't hold back. Whereas if it was someone like me, there would be F-bombs flying and I would attack him. So probably not something he would want on his show. But he's doing a podcast and I find it just annoying because everything he does annoys me. And then Karen Bass has been doing social media, and I'm not joking. I bashed her every chance I get, but she has a post up right now. I think it's on Instagram. There are, I think, 5,000 to 6,000 comments on it, and I started reading. There's not one. There's not one positive comment. It's like not even a staff member is like, hey, mayor, I think you did a great job. These people over you. No. Everyone knows if you come to the defense of one of these politicians right now, these angry people are going to annihilate you. So no one gets on the comments. I don't even know why she has comments enabled because really, she's taken a thrashing. Everyone hates her. I don't anticipate her being around much longer as the mayor, judging just by the harsh, brutal reaction to anything she does online by all of the people of the fire zones. They are blaming her. And a lot of people, I think, were fond of the big lesbian that she fired, like the big old lesbian fireman that she fired, the boss, the fire chief. She fired her, and people are like, wait a minute. Remember when the fire started for 3 days, we heard how awesome the trifecta of lesbians were that ran the L.A. Fire Department. That was all they talked about in the news. The fire's going on, and it's being locked down by the lesbians, the lesbian trio of blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. Oh, they're the greatest things. Well, they weren't, and we lost my entire effing city. And now we learned later they didn't have the right equipment. They were down 112 fire trucks. They didn't have water in the hydrants. The reservoir was... There was a lot of problems that really prevented them from, you know, doing things like trying to save my house, which they didn't. But they fired her for that, and she's like, wait a minute, we had this, and I complained about this, and you cut my budget here, and she stuck up for herself when they started trying to railroad her in the beginning, and now she... I think there was a hearing today or yesterday where she got to, like, appeal the firing, trying to get her job back. So I don't know if it's Friday or if it happened yesterday on Thursday, but I know that was coming up. And as much as I told you guys, I'm like, I'm not jumping out of myself to say, thank you, LAFD. Thank you for your hard work. You go fuck yourselves. You didn't even put water on my house. Now, granted, you didn't have water, but that's not my problem. I pay taxes. I pay a brush clearance fee you never did. You've come to my house before and threatened to fine me for not cutting the trees back near the property line because of fire hazards. And that didn't help. And I paid it and always paid it. It cost me extra money. And then you motherfuckers didn't save my house. So I'm not going to bend over with gratitude to the LAFD for not saving my house. But I'm also... Nah, I realized what they were up against, and that to me is the mayor and the governor. That's who's to blame for this fire. It's the mayor, the governor, and I know there's some lawsuits. You know what's weird? That I'm kind of feeling Spencer Pratt. That's something I would never say. Revoke my human card for that. But he lives in the Palisades, and he's creating quite the ruckus, and he's already filed. And his lawsuits against... one of the defendants he is suing is the Department of Water and Power. So that's pretty interesting. And you haven't heard much about that. Like, have they fired anyone there? Like, what's going on? I'm not sure. But I am eagerly anticipating that action. So I haven't joined a lawsuit yet, by the way. I'm waiting to see what happens. We're still just trying to get our insurance squared away, get our lot cleaned up, and move on to phase three or whatever the hell it is. And just so you know, the gravity of the situation, the city says they'll be done with the cleanup by next January. My house burned down first week of January of 2025, and now it'll be cleaned up by next January. That's not hammer and nails, pouring concrete, building my new house. That's till the shit is cleaned up from the fire, which hasn't even happened yet. And you still got looters up there all over the place digging through people's shit. And it's not good. It is not good. And it shouldn't take a year to get this cleaned up. And there's still a lot of red tape. And I love my dude Luke, who you'll see me like pop his videos onto my feed a lot on Instagram. He's a contractor from Orange County. But he's pointing out the insanity of... He did a video this week, which I forwarded, and it was like 14 guys at one lot. They were cleaning, and I don't know if it was Eaton or Palisades. I think it was Palisades, and they were cleaning. There were 14 workers there from that Haggerty group the Army Corps of Engineers contracted out to do the cleanup, and one of them was working a bulldozer, and 13 of them were standing around. And you could hear them yelling at him to stop filming because they knew they were doing nothing but wasting the fuck out of the taxpayer money in this situation. There were 13 dudes doing nothing. One dude operating a bulldozer dumping the shit into a dump truck. That was it. And everyone else was just standing around. It's like you see that on the highway all the time. And I know right now front and center is, you know, government waste in the news, but there's a lot of government waste on this cleanup project already, and this dude shined a light on it, and they were not happy. They were yelling at him, and it was funnier than hell. But It's what's happening in the fire zones. That's why it's going to take a year, because one dude's going to work and 13 dudes are going to stand around on each lot, and it's going to take a year to get this cleaned up. And these mofos get paid by the ton. They don't give a crap. They're just going to dig everything out, and then there's damage, and you may end up backfilling, and it's going to cost you even more. It's insane what is going on. Another person who has been a neighbor of mine for a long time, because I know when her kids were little, I would see her every Halloween trick-or-treating with her kids, and she lives obviously incredibly close to my house if she's walking up on Halloween trick-or-treating with her kids. But Justine Bateman, she has become a very outspoken critic of this entire situation too, and also lost her home. But I've been following her on social media as well, and it's been like, yeah, you go, Justine Bateman. Freaking awesome. So that is where we are. That is what's going on. I'm very excited to get my buffet on. I am praying my son gets this job. I'm always looking out for my kids. My daughter's on spring break. I want her to have some fun, too. I feel bad for her going through all of this and the, you know, her. She's done. And after May, adulthood hits her, and it's like, all right, time to get to work. So life will be punching her in the gut here very soon. She's very, 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 very blessed that she is walking away from college debt-free from it. So there's been wonderful things happen in our life till now. So I cannot complain about all of this stuff. I seriously cannot. I look at this, and I am humbled by the outreach of everyone who's been so kind to us and so good to us, and people who have hit me up on the buy me a coffee and send money, and just it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and the love is appreciated, and I am incredibly grateful for everything that people have done for us, and my wife and my daughter are too, and it's seriously helped. So thank you guys all for that. I appreciate it, and we're going to, you know, keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep the podcast going. There may be commercials on this podcast. I told you guys here sooner or later, but I've been talking to someone. There is a snag. It's a radio company that's trying to basically buy the rights to it, and I don't know if I'm willing to do that. It's on iHeart now. It's on everything, and that's cool. I don't mind if they play it, but I don't know if I want anyone to have any ownership of anything other than me. So it's probably going to stay as it is, and then I'll have to do the, if their commercials come up later, that'll be a different way, but we'll see how that goes. I had one other update I was supposed to give you guys, but I know I didn't do it. What the hell was it? I was like, I'm supposed to do this, and then I'm like, well, I didn't do it, so I'm not going to update on the podcast with that. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what does matter? I'm going to go to bed right now and maybe sleep past 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. It will be joyous. I thank you guys for listening. I will talk to you again on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. See ya.